Take the roll, please.
Councilmember Eugene Connors.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Present.
Mayor Ronald Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Serena Sullivan. I don't know if she can hear me. She's here attending via phone. City
here.
Staff. City staff, Ashley Coronado, City Clerk, Albert Echave, Police Chief, Andy Karadic, Interim Public Works Director, Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you very much for the invocation. Let us turn our thoughts to the refugees from North Africa and the Middle East who are struggling and dying, and have a moment of silence. Thank you. Let us stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I just have one announcement to make tonight. And over the years, I have been very lenient with keeping the call to the public limited to 3 minutes, and no one ever objected. However, two citizens have recently objected that people should be allowed to go over the 3 minutes that call to the public. Therefore, in consultation with the city attorney and the city code 2.5.7 clearly states that it must be limited to 3 minutes. My basic belief is that this is one of the few times the public can address a legislative body, so I have been very lenient in enforcing the code. However, we are a nation, a state, and a community of laws, so therefore I must acquiesce to the rule of law and enforce the three-minute rule. The city clerk will be the timekeeper. And all I can say is if you have a lot to say, you might maybe want to talk fast. And Mr. Hansen, do you have anything to add to that?
I do not. Thank you very much, Mr. Hansen. Okay.
We are now going to go to call to the public. We have a few people signed up. Let's start off with Tamara Birch.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Thank you for allowing me to speak this evening. My speech is basically about informing people about voting centers and where to go, and also hopefully get some cooperation for carpooling. And good evening, Mayor, Council members, elected officials, community leaders, public servants, and just general populace. My name is Tamara Birch. My home is at 215 Hereford Road, in Ward 3, Bisbee, Arizona. I'm going to cut out one paragraph. I'm asking for your cooperation to help communicate to our community information about our new voting center location. Further, I'm requesting support and help in carpooling efforts to ensure voters can get to our new voting center. I don't know if you're aware, but there's only one voting center. There's no longer a voting center in Old Bisbee or in Naco, in Warren, or there's not even the same center in San Jose. So our only one voting center in Bisbee right now is at the First Baptist Church at 1173 State Highway 92. I did pass out this, gives you the important dates for the elections, and in the back has the 18 places in the county. Now, previously there were 64 voting polling locations. Now there are only 18 in the whole county. So, you know, I'm worried about people from Naco or Old Bisbee that don't drive that will need carpooling. So I've contacted a lot of my friends in Naco and Old Bisbee, Warren, and San Jose, and we are going to carpool. But I'm requesting that the city give possibly consider maybe using the city bus in Douglas and in Bisbee to pick up people on the route and drop them off at the voting centers on the voting days. Yes, most voters do use the PEVL, the permanent early voting ballot, but there are many voters that enjoy going to the polls like myself. Many of those will not have transportation. And you know, I've talked to a lot of elected officials and people that don't even know that there's no place to vote in Old Bisbee or Warren or San Jose's even changed, so, or no place in Naco. Am I up? Am I done? Oh, okay. So obviously I'm only one person, a concerned voter. I'd appreciate if you did assist in getting this information out to our communities so they will know where they are to vote. Perhaps we can coordinate a carpooling network. We would need information in Spanish and in English. I'm willing to give out my cell number and my email address as a point of contact. Friends and I have informally coordinated a carpool. Please, I ask for your assistance to work with community groups, churches, Rotary, whatever, any kind of club to get them to use their cars, their vans, whatever, to get people to the polls. I look forward to working with you, and I respect that you're here, and I hope that you will pass out this information. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Birch. Next, we have Charlotte Lepard.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. My name is Charlotte Lepard, and I reside in Ward 2, 29 Mamolito Trail here in Warren, and I'm here tonight, along with Tammy Birch, to ask for your help in getting out the vote for the up and coming elections. There are significant changes facing all voters this election cycle. The first of these for Bisbee is the poll location. There is only one poll location now, and it's the First Baptist Church at 1173 State Highway 92 in San Jose. Douglas also has only one location at the Visitor Center on 345 East 16th Street. I'm told there will be two county workers at the Douglas poll. Secondly, there are new voting machines in place when the voters get to our poll at the Baptist Church in San Jose. We've been told that these are similar to ATM machines, but I wonder how many of the voters have seen a demonstration of how they operate. Thirdly, the issue of transportation for the voters without vehicles, especially in the sections of Bisbee outside of the San Jose area. Although Tammy has volunteered herself and others have offered to help her drive voters to the poll, I would like to ask the mayor and council's assistance in this effort, perhaps calling on the various church communities and organizations like the VFW, American Legion, Rotary Club, etc., for assistance in getting people to the poll location. Perhaps the city would make the Bisbee bus available on the election days, either free or at a reduced rate. The first election is coming up this month on the 22nd, the presidential preference election. There are three more election dates, May 17th, the special election on Proposition 123, August 30th, the primary, and November 8th, the general. I really feel that there is a need for more public service announcements through the local newspapers, radio stations, and our own visitor center to educate the public in regard to these changes. An example of this was the confusion this morning when I called City Hall in Douglas and they thought their poll was at City Hall on 10th and not the Visitor Center on 16th Street. Thank you for your time and attention in making sure all the citizens of Bisbee and the county are able to carry out their right to vote.
Thank you very much, Charlotte Lepard. Next, we'll go to Mr. David Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is David Smith. I live at 301 Cole. I feel badly that Ms. Blackford is always so kind to me and that I have to disagree with her in public. However, the petition that is being presented tonight discusses increasing revenue by buying more ambulances. The fact is, we can use replacement ambulances. We can use an ambulance in reserve, but we can't add more ambulances. That doesn't provide us any more money. Our guys right now, in the first 60 days, which we are now 60 days into this year, they've had 165 runs, and that was as of 11 o'clock today. They're averaging 2.75 runs a day. The guys can't do any more. They're tapped out. So I just did want to bring that up. And so instead of talking about increasing revenue by doing something that isn't going to work, let's talk about increasing revenue by doing something that we're already doing, but we're going to get paid for it. So in front of you are several options. The first one is really an interesting option. These options are being used by fire departments throughout the country. The first one is an ambulance subscription service. Right now, city limits of Bisbee is a little less than 5 square miles, and our con is 440 square miles. So we, as citizens, are paying for our people to be ready to go out to 440 square miles. Now, those people are paying for it, hopefully, when it's being used. However, a subscription service is a very unique idea, and it is offered on an annual level. It's strictly voluntary, in which a household is provided, it's typically $65 to $100 a year, subscription service. And it doesn't matter how many times you're taken, but the fact is that typical insurance companies are 70 to 80% copay, and so you're responsible for that copay. If you're a subscriber, that copay is waived. So you can see in one trip, God, hopefully it won't happen, but in one trip, then you have more than made for that copay, and you're supporting the ambulance service throughout the entire con rather than just us in Bisbee supporting it. There's two other proposals here, which I don't have time to go into, but I would really hope that the mayor and council takes a look at these. This isn't my idea. I'm working with at least four other people and trying to put together alternatives that will help the city budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. David Smith. Next, we will go to Eric Farner. Okay. And that concludes call to the public. Let's go to item number one, accounts payable. Do we have a motion?
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $243,897.31.
We have a motion and a second to approve accounts payable in the amount of $243,897.31. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, approval of the consent agenda, items A through D. I will read those. Approval A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of Mayor and Council held on February the 2nd, 2016 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on February the 16th at 2016 at 7 p.m. C, approval of the appointment of Raymond Frazee to the Airport Advisory Committee with a waiver for residency requirement. D, approval of the special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Vogue Incorporated for the event to be held on Erie Street. And that's all of the street in Lowell, 1 through 75 Erie Street, Saturday, April the 9th, 2016, from 12 noon p.m. to 10 p.m., Cynthia Conroy, applicant. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through D.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda items A through D. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Sullivan? Mayor Ertley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, I think. Motion passes unanimously. Item number three, discussion of possible approval for the recycling department to sponsor the Friends of the Warren Ballpark in the amount of $250. Mr. Andy Heratic. Interim Public Works Director.
Mayor, Council, thank you. This is a request made from the Friends of the Warren Ballpark to help with the construction of their new restrooms. So we're proposing a donation to them of $250.
Any questions or comments from the Council? Do we have a motion?
Sure. I move to approve the recycling department, the $250 donation from the recycling department to the sponsors and friends of the Warren Ballpark in the amount of $250.
We have a motion and a second. Any other thoughts, comments, suggestions? All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Heredia.
Thank you, Mayor. Council.
Item number four, discussion of possible motion regarding a petition received from Susan Blackford regarding increasing our general revenue by the purchase of one or more ambulances. Let's go to Ms. Susan Blackford.
I'm very sorry to hear that the city manager and Serena are ill. We all wish them to get well soon, to have better health. I know the city manager is very supportive, at least he has been in the past, about purchasing an ambulance as a way to increase our budget problem, which we've been looking at all the articles, and with the budget increase that the service has been provided, I think it needs to be looked at again. So that's why in January I put it on the petition, because you all decided that you wanted to look into a fire district and look into other revenues, which is a good idea because I like the idea of the other revenues. So this is I'm presenting as an option for another revenue. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Tonight we are discussing a petition to this council and the city manager to consider a purchase of one or two, or newer, heck, I'll take one, ambulances as was presented on item 6 on January 6th. That item was to look into other revenue sources besides the fire district. This idea has been on and off the city agenda since 2013, when it was voted down in that April by Mayor Bedall, Dave Smith, Gene Connors, and Doug Dunn voted this purchase down, and we still don't know why. Think what has happened since this was done. We had to go into our reserves. Last year, it was on the agenda, I think in March, supported by our city manager, and this purchase was tabled by Doug Dunn. Why? We've never been given an explanation. If we did that purchase in 2013, or last year, we might not be in this financial mess. I believe we are making money with our new agreement with the Palominas Fire District and up to $300,000 more in inter-city transfers, as stated factually by our city manager. And that's been to date since last June. Therefore, let's take that money and buy at least one new or newer ambulances. We need this in addition to our new FEMA one. We lost one to last month's accident. So we are back to the beginning again. We're even. We're not even ahead. Thank goodness none of our firemen were hurt. Our other ambulances are over 300,000 miles each on each one of them. We net around $900 per trip as presented by Councilman Budge and our retired fire chief. The figures used by Dave Smith and presented by Doug Dunn have been proven incorrect. And I would take anything with Dave Smith says as a hidden meaning, and he has some kind of hidden agenda. So, city manager, I am questing through this position to consider the purchase of an additional ambulance and hire two more firemen. I have spoke with Chief Mark, and he really supports this idea. He cannot be here tonight because he is taking the shift of a fireman who is ill. It will show you that the council supports the best fire department in the state. Right now, Arizona Ambulance vacated their CON license in Douglas, and our fire department is looking into all their options at this time. What a great opportunity to buy a used or new one and be ready to make more money for our budget problems. This is a proven moneymaker, and maybe our good City Hall employees can forgo their furlough for the next budget year. I realize that we are now getting ready to do the new budget, and I am willing to wait until then to have it included in this year's budget as the city manager did last year. Therefore, there should be no reason, councilpersons, to table this much-needed revenue source again. None whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Blackford. Just a few comments on the petition. I recognize the need for another ambulance and also probably more employees at this particular point in time, and correct me if I'm mistaken. I believe our ambulance revenues 7 months into this budget year are up about approximately $300,000. That's rather impressive. So, immediately, Ms. Blackford, I think the appropriate time is during our budget process, which will be coming up shortly. And I think this is a serious issue for this community because the revenues are way up, and I'm sure those employees are working really hard under extremely stressful conditions. And I was sitting at my house the other night thinking about what they go through every day, incredible amounts of stress every single day, attempting to take help people that maybe their very lives are at stake. And so I was sitting alone in my back room thinking of this, and my heart went out to them. And so I think we need more assistance as far as revenue and employees in our fire department in the ambulance service division of that. So I think the correct time is to bring this up during the budget process, and I, you know, will be a proponent of what you're saying, Ms. Blackford. Mr. Hansen, do you have something to add? I know we are dealing with that CON issue, and it's probably important to see how that is resolved.
Sure. I know the council is aware, and quite a few members of the public are aware, that Arizona Ambulance has requested a change to their certificate of necessity. That before the Arizona Department of Health Safety, the outcome of that request could impact the fire department, Bisbee Fire Department, significantly. Last week, there was a two-day hearing on it up in Phoenix. So the hearing has been concluded. The administrative law judge asked for closing briefs to be filed by counsel for the city. Loriona is doing that on the city's behalf, and counsel for Arizona Ambulance. And I believe they have a month to do those briefs. And then it will be taken under consideration and decided, hopefully in time for the budget season. I'm sure the council will be looking at the outcome of that for input as to, you know, how to view the fire department and potential purchases.
Thank you very much. Council, anybody on the council have any comments or questions? Council Member Klein.
Just a comment that I agree that we do need another ambulance, and I appreciate Ms. Blackford bringing this up, and she is echoing what quite a few in the community are saying. But like you said, Mayor, I think the proper time is at budget time because of all these other factors coming in, and we need to weigh everything before we make a decision.
And so without objection from the council, council member Dunn.
I'd like to correct some things that Mrs. Blackford has said repeatedly that's in error. She makes reference to an earlier council meeting in which Councilman Connors and myself voted no in terms of a purchase of an ambulance. That is not correct. The motion that I made was that of tabling. That motion, when it was presented to us, had no supportive information in terms of justification, had no information there in terms of specifications of the equipment that was being proposed, did not address how we were going to man that vehicle. As a result of that tabling, our city manager, along with our fire chief, along with Mr. Timby in California, put together a grant application, and we were awarded a grant for the purchase of a new ambulance. If we had gone ahead at that particular meeting back when and purchased that ambulance, that would have been out of our own pocket. Also, that grant also awarded us a new fire truck. Without that grant proposal, without that tabling, we'd still be without a truck. So I want to correct that. Also, I guess I want to support, actually, the proposal that Mrs. Blackford is making, that we study the opportunity to increase revenue through interfacility transfers. At the motion that was made, the discussion we had back January 5th, in which the council directed the city manager to look at a fire district and explore other funding alternatives for fire-related services, as was identified in the December 8th work session. And that includes, I think, number two in that list was how can we increase returns on our interfacility transfers. And so I very much support, I guess, reinforcing to the city manager that we do want to have a thorough analysis of this in terms of being able to evaluate that. And I hope in that process that we look at a number of things. We look at what will be the impact of the new emergency center that's under construction and will be soon in operation in Douglas. Right now, a number of the interfacility transfers come out of Bisbee because emergency are sent here to this hospital since the hospital has been closed in Douglas. I'd also like us to look at how we're going to man that vehicle. Certainly up until very recently, the reason that we were not responding fully to the opportunity to do interfacility transfers was because of a lack of personnel. We were down. We did not have paramedics. We now have three, I believe, paramedics who are finishing their training. We're finally at that point in which we can fulfill that. But the problem has been personnel rather than equipment. And certainly we need to continue to address that. Also, if we're looking at purchasing two more vehicles, I'd like to know where we're going to house them. Every time I'm at that fire station, that place is pretty full. So there are a number of issues that hopefully the city manager will bring before us in discussing this thoroughly, which, again, I appreciate that Mrs. Blackford is bringing this to us. I also want to correct something that she also said, and that is that all of our vehicles are ancient. They all have over 300,000 miles. The fact is we have one that has 300,000 miles on it. We have another with 200,000 miles on it, not much better. We have two that have rebuilt engines that have 50,000 miles on them each. And then, of course, we have the new FEMA ambulance that is been ordered and will be here shortly. We also have entered into an interfacility transfer arrangement with Palominas, in which they have brought two ambulances, made two ambulances available to us. And likewise, Arizona Ambulance has an ambulance here that's available for interfacility transfers. Two more would bring that total up to 10 ambulances. We need to assess then how can we make this, I guess my question is, how can we make interfacility transfers more profitable to the city of Bisbee in terms of meeting our revenue needs? And I really appreciate bringing that to us and reaffirming to our city manager the need to study and address those questions. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions from the council? Council Member Klein.
Just to let Mr. Dunn and everybody else know, we will have room to house those ambulances. There are currently three ambulances from Palominas that are there that wouldn't be there. They would house those at their station. And when we did get down, because these ambulances break down because of the, you know, the frequent trips, we even actually had to borrow an ambulance from Fry Fire. So it would be nice to have our own ambulances. And, you know, we did finish the lease purchase of the newer one that has quite a few miles on it. So we would, you know, we could continue that. Plus, the other ambulance that was involved in the accident will be replaced. So I think we're off to, you know, a pretty good start here. We just need to keep the momentum going. Right. And certainly, you know, we have a lot to discuss. So, but thank Correct. You.
Any other questions or comments from the council? The action that we will take on this particular petition is we will file it, and the subject matter, purchasing another ambulance or ambulances, and increasing the employees definitely will be brought up by me, and I'm sure other council members, during a budget process, which is coming up real soon, and I think that is the appropriate time. Any other comments from anybody?
Next, we would go to the city manager's report, but he's not able to make it tonight because he's a bit under the weather. And we have council comments, and Councilmember Hansen has decided to defer to a later time on those particular comments. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second that. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.